我们接下去要来举办洗脚礼跟圣餐礼。
And we will conduct the sacraments of foot washing and holy communion.
这是严肃的盛会。
These are this is a solemn occasion.
所以我们现在来祷告，求主与我们同在，祝福这个圣礼。
So let us kneel down and pray to God that He may bless us and be with us.
那因为这个是圣礼，所以我们在这个期间也请我们不要走动。
And please treat these sacraments as serious matters, and please do not enter and leave the chapel during the sacraments.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主带领。
Let us kneel down and pray. May the Lord guide us.
我们非常感谢神，在我们圣荷西这个大家庭，今天增加了三位的姐妹。
We thank God for adding three new sisters to our family in the San Jose Church.
这是主耶稣的拣选，主的怜悯，也是弟兄姊妹大家努力工作的结果。
This is due to God's choosing and His guidance, and also the fruit of the labors of our work.
我们现在要为这三位姐妹来举办洗脚礼。
And now we will perform the sacrament of foot washing on these three sisters.
在我们真耶稣教会有三个典礼。
There are three sacraments in the True Jesus Church.
所谓典礼必须符合三个条件。
And there are three criteria for something to become a sacrament.
第一个，它跟得救有关。
First, they're related to our salvation.
第二个，主耶稣曾经做过示范。
And second, the Lord Jesus performed it himself.
第三个，主耶稣吩咐我们去做。
And third, he commanded us to do likewise.
所以婚礼、丧礼不是典礼。
So, wedding or funeral are not sacraments.
它是一个仪式。
They are ceremonies.
那典礼就是洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
But sacraments are baptism, foot washing, and holy communion.
洗礼是用主的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
In baptism, our sins are washed away by the blood of Christ.
是我们重生做新人。
We have been reborn to a new person.
那洗脚礼就是要跟主有份。
And foot washing is to have a part with Jesus.
那圣餐礼是要让我们得永生，跟将来复活有关系。
And holy communion is for us to receive eternal life and be resurrected with Christ.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章
John chapter 13
第一节
Verse 1。
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。洗脚礼的开始提到主耶稣爱人爱到底。
The beginning of thisThis description of foot washing, it tells us that Jesus loved them to the end or to the full extent.
这个带到底有两个解释。
So there are two meanings to this.
一个就是时间上来讲，爱到最后一口气。
In terms of time, Jesus loved his disciples until his last breath.
那以程度来讲，是爱到流下最后一滴血。
In terms of how much he loves them till he shed his last drop of blood.
所以洗脚礼从这里开始的。
And so this is how he washed his disciples' feet.
如果我们把主耶稣看作是普通的一个人，
If we think of Jesus Christ as just a man,
我们的感受就不会这么深。
Then we would not feel his love as deeply.
但是主耶稣是神。
But Jesus Christ is God.
他在天上有大有荣耀。
He was in heaven with glory.
有千万的天使在服侍他。
And he had thousands upon thousands of angels serving him.
那他从天上变成人。
But he turned himself into a man and came to earth.
这是一个极大的牺牲。
It was a great sacrifice on his part.
这是出于爱。
And he did it because of his love.
因为他要把天国从天上带到人间。
He came to bring the heavenly kingdom to us.
当他降世为人。
He came and was born into this world.
他变成仆人。
And took up the form of a servant.
他可以变君王。
He could have come as a king.
但是他选择做仆人。
But he chose to be a servant.
所以洗脚礼就是耶稣用仆人的身份来洗门徒的脚。
And in the sacrament of foot washing, he took up the form of a servant and washed his disciples' feet.
目的就是要使门徒跟主有份。
The purpose was so that they could have a part with him.
所以至高的神变为卑微的人，这就是爱。
It was out of his love that the Almighty God became a man.
出于爱，他洗门徒的脚。
And out of his the same love, he washed his disciples' feet.
所以第一节讲他爱世界的人，爱他们到底。
So chapter 13, verse 1 says he loved them to the end and showed them the full extent of his love.
然后主耶稣洗脚，我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
他就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。六节。
Verse 5.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用手巾擦干。啊，这里讲洗脚礼啊，就是主耶稣拿一条手巾束腰，然后水倒在盆里洗门徒的脚，然后用手巾来擦干。
This is how he performed foot washing. He got up and took a towel, wrapped it around his waist, and poured water into the basin and washed his disciples' feet.
衣服常常代表人的身份。
Clothing represents our status.
脱掉衣服就是他舍弃的尊贵的身份。
And when Jesus took off his outer clothing, it represents him removing his status.
拿手巾束腰，这是仆人的一种装饰。
And he wrapped a towel around his waist as a servant would.
然后洗门徒的脚。
And he washed his disciples' feet.
第六节讲彼得，一时洗到彼得，彼得就开始有一个问题。
And verse 6 tells us Simon Peter doubted when it was his turn.
说主，你洗我的脚吗？
He asked the Lord, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
他称耶稣做主。
He called Jesus Lord.
表示他是仆人。
Because he considered himself the servant.
在世界上没有主人洗仆人的。
No one, no Lord or master in the world will wash his servant's feet.
所以他有个问号，你洗我的脚吗？
So Peter asked, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
所以他不敢让主洗脚。
He dare not allow Jesus to wash his feet.
第八节。
Verse 8.
彼得说，你永远不可洗我的脚。
No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet.
耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
所以主耶稣对彼得的问题一个回答就是，你不给我洗，你就与我无份。
So Jesus' answer to Peter was, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
那这个跟主无份，当然就跟主耶稣的国度没有份。
And to have no part with Jesus means to have no part with his kingdom.
那我们人得救就会有问题。
That means to have no part with his salvation.
但是这个是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
所以前面主耶稣告诉彼得，
Jesus had told Peter,
我所做的你如今不知道。
You do not realize now what I am doing.
但是后来你要明白。
But later you will understand.
为什么不知道？
Why doesn't he know it now?
因为这是一个奥秘。
Because it is a mystery.
比方说洗礼。
Take baptism, for example.
你用眼睛看是用水。
When we observe baptism, it is performed with water.
但是洗礼也是用主耶稣的宝血。
But we are also baptized in the blood of Jesus Christ.
那你没有办法用理性来解释。
You cannot rationalize it.
耶稣两千年死了。
Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago.
今天你要哪里去拿他的宝血？
Where can you find his blood to wash away your sins?
但是这是主讲的话。
But Jesus told us these things.
所以主的灵运行，照着主的话这样去做，在灵里面就有主耶稣的宝血的显现。
When we obey his commandments and his spirit, Holy Spirit move among us,And then that there, his blood is in the water of baptism.
所以在全世界的真耶稣教会
So in the true Jesus churches throughout the world,
都常常有人看到洗礼有耶稣的宝血。
Many witness visions of the blood of the Christ in the water.
又不是每个人看到。
But not everyone can see that.
如果每个人看到，这是物质的血。
If everyone could actually see the blood of the Christ, then that's probably something physical.
但是有的人看到。有的人没有看到。
Some have witnessed the blood of Christ, some have not.
这是主的宝血在灵里面的显现。
Because it is only revealed to a person in the spirit when God chooses to.
要洗掉我们灵里面的罪。
It tells us that the blood washes away our sin in the spirit.
那这是奥秘。
It is a mystery.
神开我们的心，我们就听得懂，就有信心。
And only when God opens our heart and we hear and we will understand.
那洗脚礼要跟主有份。
So foot washing is to have a part with Jesus.
这个也是奥秘。
It is also a mystery.
那如果神开我们的心，我们就能够明白。
And if God opens our heart, we too will understand.
那神怎么开我们的心？
How does God open our heart?
真理的圣灵，就是用圣灵让我们明白真理。
Through the Holy Spirit of truth, only the Holy Spirit can help us understand.
所以后来你必明白。
So Jesus said, later you will understand.
在基督教这么多教派里面，
there are many Christian denominations and churches.
只有真耶稣教会洗脚礼是典礼。
Yet only the true Jesus Church considers foot washing as a sacrament.
因为这是圣灵开导我们明白的。
Because it was revealed to us by the Holy Spirit himself.
我们在加拿大有一个阿富汗来的回教徒的姐妹来接受洗礼。
There is a sister in Canada who was formerly a Muslim.
那她洗礼完在教会办洗脚礼。
And so after she was baptized, she returned to the chapel and we washed her feet.
哦，当这个洗脚礼的帮她洗脚礼的这个姐妹奉耶稣的名跟她洗脚的时候，忽然间她发现周围的教会人都不见了，他真的看到主耶稣在跟他洗脚。
And so, as the sister who was performing foot washing on her said, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I wash your feet." The sister saw that everyone disappeared, and only the Lord Jesus Christ was washing her feet.
她非常感动，她流下眼泪。
And she was moved to tears.
等到洗脚礼完毕了
，And after foot washing,
会堂又出现了，弟兄姊妹又在前面。
And the chapel and the brothers and sisters reappeared to her.
所以这个洗脚礼是一种奥秘。
This shows us that foot washing is a mystery.
所以我们能够接受洗脚，这是福气。
And it is a great blessing to have our feet washed.
要跟主有份。
Because we will have a part with the Lord.
那彼得听了，他马上改变了。
And so when Peter heard Jesus' reply, he changed his attitude.
对，第九节。
Verse 9.
不但我的脚，连手跟头也要洗。
Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣说，洗过澡，把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath need only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean.
那这个洗脚礼虽然是典礼啊，但是这个洗脚礼讲深一点就变成灵修。
So foot washing is a sacrament, but it is also has a great spiritual teaching.
所以不是说新受洗的才要接受洗脚礼的道理啊，我们每一个信徒都要常常来用这个道理来洗我们的心。
The truth and the spiritual teaching of foot washing is not just for the newly baptized members, but for everyone to practice.
那这里说主耶稣说，你们不都是干净的。
And Jesus continued to say, not all of you are clean.
那门徒也听不懂。
But the disciples did not understand at the time.
11节。
Verse 11.
耶稣原知道要卖他的事，所以说你们不都是干净的。
For he knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said not everyone was clean.
因为在这个时候，犹大已经决定要卖耶稣。
At that time, Judas had determined to sell the Lord.
他的心在神看起来是有罪，所以是不干净。
So God saw that his heart was with sin and unclean.
但是主耶稣其实赦免他，所以洗他的脚。
But the Lord Jesus had already forgiven Judas and washed his feet.
那希望用这样来感动他，改变这个意思，这样卖耶稣的意思。
And he did so in the hope to turn Judas around and not to betray the Lord.
因为卖耶稣这个后果是相当严重的。
Because the consequence of betraying the Lord is dreadful.
因为他是义人。
Jesus was a righteous man.
那今天这个告诉我们什么？
So what does this teach us?
虽然有一些，有时候我们别人的软弱会得罪我们。
At times, people will sin against us when they're weak.
就好像犹大要卖耶稣，得罪耶稣。
Just as Judas sinned against the Lord Jesus.
但是我们要效法耶稣。
But we must follow the Lord's example.
从心里要赦免。
And forgive them from our heart.
那这样我们才能够跟别人和好。
And then we can be reconciled with others.
那有时候这个教会生活久了之后，人跟人的关系就硬化了。
And after we've been in the church for some time, perhaps our relationship becomes stale.
就是我们常常一个人的软弱一直得罪我们，到最后我们就有的就不理他了，有的根本就不管他了。
Perhaps certain brothers sisters keep irritating you, and in the end, you just decide to ignore them and have no part with them.
那洗脚礼就是叫我们要赦免这个人。
But the foot washing teaches us to forgive.
那如果真的我们把洗脚礼行出来以后，我们发现弟兄姊妹不管怎么得罪我们，到最后还是关系还是新的。
And if we practice the teachings of foot washing, then no matter what brothers and sisters do to us, our relationship can still be new every day.
因为如果主耶稣能够接纳他。
If the Lord Jesus can accept that certain brothers or sisters,
那主的爱充满了我们里面，
then if the same love of God fills our heart,
我们就能够接纳这一个人，
then we too can accept that brother or sister.
今天我们为什么没有办法接纳某一些人？
But why can't we get along with others today?
因为我们用人的爱来爱他。
Because we love from a human love.
那人的爱是有选择性的。
Human love chooses who to love.
那神的爱是接纳的。
But God's love accepts everyone.
所以洗脚礼啊，就是要告诉我们赦免，然后大家能够和好。
And so foot washing teaches us to love and to forgive and be reconciled.
好像主耶稣赦免犹大。
Just as the Lord forgave Judas.
那在这里就把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
Jesus Christ also said, if you wash your feet, then your whole body is clean.
这个脚也代表我们的行为。
Feet.Represents our deeds.
所以我们洗礼完以后，当然我们的罪都洗干净了。我们现在穿白衣。
After baptism, our sins have been washed away, and we have put on a white robe.
但是这个世俗的世界里面有很多会让我们沾染污秽，会犯罪。
But as we live in the world, our robe will be dirtied.
那要怎么办？
So what shall we do?
我们常常在神面前悔改。
We must repent before the Lord.
约翰一书说，只要我们愿意悔改，神就赦免。
First John tells us, if we repent, God will forgive us.
那全身就干净，你衣服又是洁白的。
Then our body will be clean once again.
所以最重要是神要我们常常在他面前有悔改的心。
What God wants us to do is to repent before Him.
第一个，我们要立志不犯罪。
Be determined not to sin again.
第二个，我们真的一时软弱犯罪要悔改。
And if we sin in our weakness, then we must repent and ask for forgiveness.
神赦免我们罪以后，我们就不需要有罪恶感。
And when God forgives our sin, we no longer need to feel guilty.
因为神已经赦免了，洗干净了。
Because God has forgiven us and washed our sins away.
所以我们的良心就平安了。
Then our conscience will be at peace again.
再来看十三章。
Let's read verse 13.
十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 13.
你们称我夫子，称我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。四节。
14.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且给你们洗脚，你们应当彼此洗脚。这里主耶稣说，我是老师啊，夫子，我是主。
Jesus is teacher and Lord.
他也没有否定说这个不错。
He did not deny his status as teacher and Lord.
既然是这样，我给你们洗脚。
But he says, I am your Lord and teacher, but I have washed your feet.
你们要照我的样式去彼此洗脚。
You also should wash one another's feet.
这个就在讲服事。
And this teaches us about serving one another.
在世界的机关啊，都是有权。
And any organization of the world, there is a sense of power and authority.
所以在公司里面有权。
And certain people have power in a company.
但是我们在教会没有权啊。
But and that is not the case in the church.
教会是大家自愿来的，有什么权？
Because we come voluntarily, and where is power?
所以我们在教会里面，你没有办法运用什么权去管谁，去命令谁。
No one can exercise.Has a special power to rule over anyone in the church.
那主耶稣怎么带领门徒？
And so how did the Lord lead his disciples?
他用榜样。
He set examples for them.
用服事。
He served them.
服事他们，让他们受到感动，他们自然就跟着主耶稣走。
He served them so that they would be moved and be led by the Lord.
一个这么伟大的主。
Such a great God.
他谦卑来洗我的脚。
He humbled himself to wash their feet.
我被他感动了。
Then we would be moved.
他讲的话我就愿意听。
Then we would listen and obey his words.
所以在教会里面，
in the church,
我们讲的是服事。
We need to emphasize service.
所以我们加入这个教会就是学习主的榜样。
And when we become part of the church, we learn from the example of Jesus Christ.
大家彼此服事。
Let us serve one another.
那教会没有权。
There is no power structure in church.
只有主耶稣的榜样，我们彼此服侍。
But only serving one another like the Lord served us.
所以教会里面虽然有圣职人员，有负责人，这不是地位的高低。
There are workers and ordained workers in the church, but that does not carry with it any status.
这是他们在教会里面服侍的一个职分。
The workers only carry out the work that is given to them by God.
所以洗脚礼就是叫我们在教会要服侍。
The foot washing teaches us to serve.
十七节。
17.
你们知道这个事，若去行就有福了。
And if you do these things, you will be blessed.
如果我们接受洗脚，然后把洗脚礼的道理行出来，我们就要得福。
And when we accept receive the sacrament of foot washing and we do carry out the teachings, then we will be blessed.
所以洗脚礼不是风俗。
Foot washing is not merely a custom.
如果风俗就跟得神的恩典没有关系。
If it's a human custom, then it would have nothing to do with God's blessing or salvation.
这是典礼，所以我们去做就有福气。
It is a sacrament, and if we do them, we will be blessed.
那我们现在要一起现在要为我们新受洗的三位姐妹来办洗脚。
So now we shall wash the feet of our three sisters.
我们请周慈四娘帮他们洗脚。
We ask Sister Jenny shall to wash their feet.
来唱诗295首。
Let's sing hymn 295.
我们请把鞋子袜子脱下来。洗脚礼到这里结束。
This concludes the sacrament of foot washing.
低头来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.